It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Matt Spiegel got on with some takes that were pure gold.
A little too much Parkinson.
Afternoons on the Score.
And Crochet's got that. Good, good.
A wise person told me, you know, every time that you take them out, you're playing for every team in the league. And that's just the fact of the matter. You never know what could happen in this business. But what I just try and focus on is playing for my teammates and playing the game hard. Out of my control. Yeah.
It's the Parkinson Spiegel Show on the Score. And we are going to be, as a station, all over training camp. This Friday, the Bears report to training camp at Hallis Hall. Tomorrow's when the rookies report. The Score will have in-depth coverage of training camp to get you ready for the 2024 season. And our show at Hallis Hall, Friday, July 26th. We're very excited about that. Bears training camp coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. But baseball draft is, we talked about in transition, not the most exciting thing for fans, but when the White Sox used the fifth pick on the draft on a pitcher,
Hagen Smith, lefty from Arkansas,
makes you, it normally, why are you connecting that to the big league club? Because players take a long time, generally speaking, to get from the draft to the big league club. But the big league club isn't really a big league club right now because they've had more losses than any team ever. It's not a group of all major league caliber players. This team is a, what are you saying? It's the pre-build is what Tanny's been building. It's not, they're not even really into the rebuild yet.
I'm so excited. They got the guy that's going to launch the 2028 rebuild yesterday.
Yeah.
So excited. They got the centerpiece of that deal.
Yeah. So it's a weird spot, but when they clearly seem to need more hitting than pitching,
need position players real bad.
Well, how do you get position players? You know, I know it's your game, but I'm pretty sure you could sign them to big contracts. The White Sox don't do that. You could draft them with premium draft picks. They just drafted a pitcher. Or you could trade players for a bunch of premium prospects who are position guys. So it feels like door number one and two are now closed. Does that leave trading Garrett Crochet?
Oh, God.
Four position players is door number three?
I understand why you're connecting it, because in the system and on the big club, they've got a bunch of young arms. Got a bunch of interesting young arms. Drew Thorpe is here.
And they've got some success stories as an organization to say, hey, we've developed these guys and gotten them to be effective players in our farm system and the big leagues.
Most interesting guy in the minors, I think, is Noah Schultz, more so than Colson Montgomery. Noah Schultz is a 6'9" lefty who pitched in the Futures game the other day. He's got a nasty slider and a crazy fastball from an odd arm slot. So they got a bunch of, they do have a lot of young arms, and now they've added another. I think they're going to trade Garrett Crochet, man. And
yeah.
I freaking hate it. I hate it. It's like you draft somebody in the first round, are fortunate enough to have him be able to show you that he can do this and be a guy who not only pitches the caliber of a real ace at the front of a rotation, but has like the personal stuff, has the toughness, has the mindset, is an adult. I was talking about it with Steve Stone yesterday on Hit and Run. Like, Garrett Crochet has the intangibles to go along with the stuff. And I mean, you got a guy. You got a guy. And I think they're going to trade him, and I freaking hate it. Because you don't know if any of the people that you have are going to turn into that guy. Drew Thorpe is not that guy. Jonathan Cannon, not that guy. Noah Schultz, outside chance, I suppose. Hagen Smith, you have no idea. Yeah, I mean, maybe you can dream of it, but you got a dude, man. And I think they're going to trade him, and it freaking sucks.
And listen, I feel the same way about Robert, and I know you disagree on that because they've already paid him, and he's shown that he doesn't have all of the tools, and he with the health issue. But
he's of an age where like he's gonna just you know, he's going to decay. He's going to decay at a certain point.
Well, so will Garrett Crochet.
Well, but Garrett Crochet is awfully young.
25.
Yeah. But I think Crochet is, I'd bet on Crochet's future way more than I'd bet on Robert's future.
Yeah. I'm just saying they've got two big pieces that could get them a lot in a trade. Robert was excellent just last season. Crochet has been excellent this season. Obviously betting on pitching is an issue in terms of health. You can lose a season in a moment's notice. Now you of course can come back from it, pretty regularly, but the White Sox, this shouldn't come as a surprise. What it would cost to sign Garrett Crochet to a long-term contract would be more than the biggest contract in franchise history.
Yeah.
And they don't pay pitchers. And he's an unrestricted free agent at 28 years old. So,
that's in a couple of years. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. You know, you've got a couple more years here, as the Cubs have with Justin Steele. You know, it's like,
well, right, but are the White Sox going to win in 2025 or 2026?
2026, they ought to be trying to win. By 26, they ought to be absolutely thinking about at least contending.
Well, that's the last year you've got Crochet. So if you're not, then you've got to trade him as a rental piece in that year if he's healthy. So it's, I understand the argument that you are making, but if it was the Dodgers or the Cubs or a bigger money organization that has shown a willingness to give a 9-figure contract to a pitcher,
I hear you.
I'd be right there with you. But because they're not going to buy out these arb years and sign him to like a 4-year, $95 million contract tomorrow.
They should.
I know.
But here's the thing. How many others of their young pitchers that they're clearly going to try and build this thing around are they going to have to pay? Like, really, truly pay? You know, if Drew Thorpe is real good, they're still not going to have to really pay him because the velocity is such that it's not going to be something where they can say, well, no, look, this is a big arm and you have to do it. Like, this is like the one guy of those arms that they have to pay.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And you got to pay some players. It's how the freaking world works.
But Speaks, you know Jerry Reinsdorf. You've been doing baseball here long enough. As long as it's Jerry at the helm, he won't pay any of them. He won't pay Noah Schultz. He won't pay Hagen Smith.
Doesn't have to make those decisions.
Garrett Crochet.
I mean, then what are we doing? What are we doing?
Dude, what have we been asking for years?
What are we doing here?
I don't know what we're doing, Matthew.
Chris Sale's having a pretty good year. Look,
he's still be Cy good. Young.
Chris Sale's still good, still dominating 10 years later.
Chris Sale is
pretty good.
Chris Sale, by the way.
Because he didn't get the vaccines.
Chris Sale is on a potential Hall of Fame track. Look at the black ink on Chris Sale's baseball reference page. Think about 7 straight top 6 finishes as a Cy Young vote getter. He's probably going to win one this year for his first time.
Unless Skeens snatches it from him.
Zach Wheeler get another one, maybe. But Chris Sale got the last out of a World Series for the Boston Red Sox. Helped them win a World Series. I mean,
and look what you got for him when you traded him.
Kopech and Yoan Moncada. And
Basabe,
Luis Basabe,
was out of your system in a couple years.
Yeah, so
but they wanted Andrew Benintendi and Rafael Devers. That's who they wanted. All right, so factor that in.
Hang the
All
banner.
Right, they wanted Devers.
Hang the banner.
Put the "We wanted Devers" banner up.
right what? Next to the Machado contract.
The "well actually" banner. Well, actually, we asked for Devers.
Yeah. Well, actually, we were going to defer $50 million on Machado.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It's a fair question.
Yeah. Not really doing much of anything.
The White Sox will not pay any of them as long as Jerry Reinsdorf is the owner. They won't. They won't.
And my issue here is obviously I want Garrett Crochet to stay. I want him to be extended $100 million, extend your window with him. But I just don't know where these position players are coming from, man. And I was hoping they would take one yesterday, but part of me was like, good, you stuck to with what you know, a left-handed high-velocity arm, good. You know what you're doing there. But I don't know how this roster is going to fill out if they keep Garrett Crochet and they don't extend him. Like, I just don't know where these players are coming from.
Well, we'll see what kind of offer they get for Robert. If you can get a couple position players for Robert, I'd feel better about your possible position player core.
Well, they'll have Michael Conforto in like 5 years. He'll be on the team. Brandon Nimmo at some point will be on the team. They'll find him.
I mean, I'm sure
Sean Figgins is still coming.
Well, here's the thing. When they traded Eaton and Sale, everyone was like, oh, wow, they did good. They got a lot of prospects. Look how good the farm system looks. That's what's going to happen again. If most people are buyers because the playoff field is expanded,
yeah, dude,
and you sell an all-star caliber center fielder, man, and an all-star starting pitcher, you will get excellent prospects. Jim Callis will celebrate you. You'll be a top five farm system heading into next year, and rinse and repeat.
Yeah, no, and you know what happened yesterday? The Dodgers moved Yoshinobu Yamamoto to the 60-day injured list. He's not back until, at the earliest, late August. At the earliest. So, and Dustin May got hurt, and he's out for the rest of the year because he's having another surgery. So the Dodgers and the Yankees and more will be, and the Padres, who apparently already made an offer that Bob Nightingale reported was quickly, you know, spurned by Chris Getz. So yeah, they're going to get big, big time offers right here, right now. And Crochet is probably going
to
get dealt.
But real quick, to your point, Spies, like, we didn't talk about this enough when they rebuilt it in 2016, but like a lot of people did, and those people are really smart and they look really good now. But like, where is the depth going to come from? Yes, your prospect will be top five in baseball. Then eventually those guys graduate. And then what? Yeah. You know, like, they still haven't shown an ability to churn and create some depth with those prospects.
That's
like
why that, today in the draft matters, and next year in the draft matters, and Josh Barfield better be good at his job, and the scouting guys that they've brought in, and some of the minor league coordinator that they brought in better be good at their jobs. And of course, that would just be happenstance if Jerry happened to let the right Nepo baby have the job in Chris Getz this time around. Woof.
Let's make this sporting event tonight even more watchable. Next on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.